You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have been talking with Dr. Jamie Kaufman, the author of Acid Reflux Diet. Welcome back, Jamie.
Thank you.
So we know there's a lot of problems and a lot of discomfort to eating wrong and having a lot of acidity in our bodies. How do we make our bodies more alkaline? What can we do?
Well, the first thing we can do is drink alkaline water. Almost everything in nature is food-wise has a little bit of acidity in it, with the exception of still water. Most alkaline fruits, by the way, are melons and bananas. And so for someone who has reflux, melons and bananas should be first choice of fruits and not so much citrus. But there's a thing called alkaline water, and natural alkaline water trickles through limestone caverns and picks up some calcium carbonate. And alkaline is the opposite of acid. And so alkaline water, pH 8 or higher, is quite helpful for people for reflux. The way we know that is we had people who came to us and said, hey, I started drinking this here water, which is pH 9, and a lot of my reflux symptoms got better. And then we went to the laboratory and showed that the alkaline water actually destroys some of the damaging enzymes that can come up from the reflux from the stomach. So alkaline water is worth thinking about. There's a Canadian woman who has a product called Cera Water. It's CERRAwater.com. And I have her picture sitting on my desk. I used to always have bottles everywhere on my desk and here and there. And I use this picture, and I drink alkaline water. I fill it up in the morning, and I try to finish it by the day. Among foods that are really healthy and alkaline, I've mentioned the bananas and the melons. Oatmeal is wonderful. If you have oatmeal, you can put fruit in it, even acidic fruit in it. It's going to be what's called pH balanced. Whole grain breads are fine. They're even if it says a little bit of citric acid, it's not acidic. We recommend salads. We recommend ginger. We recommend all of the vegetables. And then when it comes to main course items, fish and seafood, and chicken are preferable to high fat meats. I might add, however, that at least in the States, chicken is the number one source of cholesterol in America for most people because they eat so much of it. But I think, maybe not every single meal has to have meat. I personally am a vegan. I don't eat meat at all.
Okay. And if you're drinking a lot of water and starting to eat more fresh food, lowering the meat intake, but you're still having difficulties, when and why should you see a doctor? What are some situations where I better go to the doctor and quit playing with my diet?
Well, anybody who's having breathing problems, anybody who's having a chronic cough, anybody, especially a wet cough, and you know what I mean by wet, you're bringing up stuff.
Yeah.
Anybody who's had reflux for 10 or 20 years that needs to have an endoscopy where somebody looks down to make sure nothing bad's going on. But here's a piece that you probably didn't know. Reflux is not, at least in my opinion, a chronic disease. The more you reflux, the worse the reflux system works. And if you can stop it, maybe using a few weeks' worth of very strict detox, then the normal physiology can be restored and reflux can go away. And so the question of, who goes to the doctor is the people who have never seen a doctor after many, many years of reflux. They need to be checked. People with respiratory symptoms. And people with disabling symptoms. So I'm taking care of a famous singer whose vocal cords got stiff and inflamed. Well, that's an emergency, and it was all reflux. So it depends upon who you are and what you do to some extent, and it depends upon the severity of the symptoms. Anybody with sleep apnea should know, and it's becoming too much of a diagnosis these days. But the most common cause of sleep apnea is reflux. Years and years of reflux at night to the point that the throat becomes swollen. So getting back to the question of what's healthy, I make a few recommendations. It's wonderful when families can shop together. It's not lovely when families can cook together. I usually do a lot of cooking on Saturday or Sunday. And if I'm going to be away the weekend, then I'll do it on Thursday. When I make food, I never make food for one meal, ever. For example, I had a friend over, and one of the things we had was baked potatoes. Well, my little toaster oven happens to hold six baked potatoes, so I made six baked potatoes. And so in a pinch, I can have a baked potato just reheated, already, you know, cooked for the hour or so that I cook them. And the same thing with rice. I make usually two cups of rice. That'll last me a week. When I make stir fries, when I make any kind of dish, I'll try to make extra. And then on Monday, I haul a whole bunch of stuff to work. So in the refrigerator today, I have all these things sitting on my desk are two bananas, three avocados, a loaf of bread, two Fuji apples, and I can't see anything. That's pretty much it. So I think the idea of having healthy food around and in your house and extra, if you're hungry, have a snack.
Right. So, Dr. Kaufman, in your book, you have lots of great recipes, and you actually had some helpers with writing this book, Sonia Huang and Chef Philip Gelb. Can you tell me a little bit about why you brought them on and what they brought to the book?
Well, Sonia is my physician assistant, so she knows as much about reflux as anybody. She interacts with all of my patients, sometimes on a daily basis at the beginning. And I wanted this particular book, Dr. Kaufman's, the four books are, by the way, Dropping Acid, The Reflux Diet Cookbook and Cure, The Chronic Cough Enigma, Dr. Kaufman's Acid Reflux Diet, and finally, we've written Acid Reflux in Children. Dr. Kaufman's Acid Reflux with Philip Gelb, he is a well-known West Coast vegan chef, and people kept asking me for gluten-free and vegan recipes. So this particular book does have some meat dishes in it, but it's pretty much vegan and gluten-free, and either or both. And so these recipes, and they're very clever recipes, because although some of them are complicated, most of them are quite simple and interesting and worth trying. And it allows you to build a repertoire of foods that are not all the same. I had a woman here today say her husband was vegan, but he eats the same thing all the time. Bad idea.
Mm-hmm. So it's better for us to get creative and have something new, just partly from the point of boredom, but it's also good for our digestion.
You know, I went and I tried an acorn squash. I said, I never had an acorn squash before, and I discovered I didn't like the texture of an acorn squash. But I have now extensive experience with a spaghetti squash, and, I mean, I can really, you know, do wonders to make that into a spectacular dish. And so I think that what happens is that people need to ask themselves, am I eating out continuously? If I'm eating out continuously, how much of it's fast food? How much of this can I boil down to, you know, simpler recipes that are lower fat and healthier? And then and bring food with you. Whenever I travel, in my bag is enough to go for at least a meal and a half in case I get stuck at an airport or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And what does sugar and sugary foods, ice cream, all the snack foods that you can buy over the counter, what effects do they have on acid reflux?
Well, there are two problems. The first is sugar addiction, which I'm not going to address at this moment. But sugar addiction is worse than alcohol addiction. Alcoholics, at least, they finally drink enough so they fall asleep. With a sugar addict, they want more, and they want more, and they want more, and they want more. The problem with all of the sugary snacks and candies is that the sugar is the Trojan horse that lets in the fats. And so it's the fats that do a great deal of damage in terms of obesity. Everyone thinks it's the sugar, but the sugar is less of a problem than the fats that are associated with them. And so it is a combination problem.
Now, Jamie, there's good fats and bad fats. We need fat. Can you clarify?
Yeah, you do. I will tell you, for my snack today, I haven't, believe it or not, I'm gluten-free, too, for a whole another reason. But anyway, I had a piece of gluten-free bread. I took an entire avocado. I cut it up, and I put it on a plate, and I have olive oil sitting on my desk, my favorite, with a little salt. And I cut up the bread, and I had essentially a fork and knife avocado and olive oil sandwich as a snack. Number one healthy fats are probably salmon, wild-caught salmon. Of the wild-caught salmon, king salmon is the pinnacle of the fish. Salmon has healthy fat, avocados, and many of the oils. I'm a fan of olive oil. But, you know, I get good stuff, and I pay attention to when it says organic. I pay attention.
Okay, so it's best to get organic olive oil if you're going to get olive oil then, because of the concentration of pesticides and chemicals, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So the book is, there's a wealth of information in the back, lots of great recipes, a lot of vegan recipes, but I don't think they're all vegan. There's a lot of variety to keep food interesting and keep making your own food, staying out of restaurants, staying in control of what you're putting into your body. So the book is wonderful. Where can we find this book, Dr. Kaufman?
All the books, my name is Kaufman, misspelling when my grandparents came, and it's the Voice Institute of New York. But if you go on to Amazon, or you go in, almost every bookstore has my books, and if you just Google dropping acid, I'll come up, believe it or not. And finally, the Voice Institute of New York. Voice Institute of New York has I have a blog on there with a huge amount of information and resources and links to books and other articles.
Okay, so keep drinking that water, keep the diet alkaline, and enjoy the recipes. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have our next guest.